The Pain Mistress, Episode 10, Slave Collars. In BDSM, a slave collar is a very symbolic token.
What does a collar mean to you and your submission?
There are different types of collars for different types of submissives. This is Mistress Sloan, and I have a question for you. What kind do you wear? Permanent collaring is a big step to take, but sometimes that collar may not symbolize a lifelong commitment. Many mistresses like to use collars during training, a training collar that is given back at the end of the session. It symbolizes your submission to her during the time you're with her, but doesn't mean that she has any call on you outside of that. If you're really striving for that permanent collar, though, you'd better act like she's in control of you, even when you aren't wearing that collar.
I agree, Miss Sloan. This is Mistress Christine. Collars do have a lot of symbolism in the BDSM world. They signify your submission to your service to your mistress. To be a mistress's collared slave means that you have shown, through your attitude and your actions, that you are worthy of her time and skills in training you. You may not be everything she wants, but she has recognized some potential in you, and she knows that in time you will be what she wants. It carries with it responsibilities for both the dom and the submissive.
Oh, ladies, I agree about collars, but I have a bit of a different take. This is Mistress Delia, and I guess I collar a bit differently. Slave collars don't only have to go around your neck. Most people know that Jack is my collared submissive, and while he does have a collar, it's a necklace, really, and he wears that all the time to remind him to whom he belongs. He also has a nice metal collar for when we're alone or at play sessions. But he also has another kind of collar, a cock collar. It's more of a cock and ball harness, but it does have a very useful D-ring at the tip. Useful for what, you ask? Well, attaching a leash, of course. With the Pain Mistresses, you will learn how to experience both physical and emotional pain.
We're waiting for you.
Until next time.
Aren't you curious? Oh, admit it, you are. This is Mistress Sloan of www.femdom-domain.com.
And this is Mistress Christine of mistressphonesexcalls.com.
And this is Mistress Delia of begformistress.com. Now you can read any of us at thepainmistress.com/blog or call us at 800-730-7415.